the laws of Yibum and Chalitza, which contain 21 halachas. The first four halachas dealing with the lover, the one who's performing Yibum, has to first betroth the sister-in-law by way of verbal declaration, and only then should he have intercourse with her. However, if he doesn't have the verbal declaration before, it nevertheless accomplishes the marriage. Halacha 5 deals with if there's a dispute regarding if there was intercourse or not. Halacha 6 through 9 deal with the precedents in case of several people around to do Yibum. Halacha 10 deals with the sister-in-law's refusal to contract the marriage through Yibum. Halachas 11 through 13 deal with the refusal affecting one or more of the people who are able to do Yibum. Halacha 14 deals with the sister-in-law's right to Ksuba. Halacha's 15 deal if the woman had vows upon her. Halacha 16 deals with if she refuses to perform the chalitza ceremony. Halacha 17 deals with the laws of the sister-in-law is forbidden to her deceased husband but permitted to her niyabim. And the last four halachas deal with sister-in-law's marriage to stranger prior to Yibum or Chalitza. The Rambam begins as follows. Midivri Seifim, from the as an enactment of the scribe, they made a takanish la yava yava mal yavam te achi kadish is a bifnei shnei yedin beputa yibishava puta. Although we had just learned in the previous perek that by being this is not a case of kedushin because ha'atara hiknu la min ha'shamayim, so a man could just have relations with the woman, he has to be miyavim, that's enough. However, the Chacham made a takana that a person should not be miyavim his yavama until he's mekadesh in front of two witnesses with a pruta or with the equivalent of a pruta. Vezel nikra maimer, and this is what is referred to maimer, which means a verbal declaration. That he tells her, you should be hiskachuli be maimer yavim and zeh, you should be mekadesh to me with this verbal declaration. Veina maimer keina be yavama kinyin gamer. However, this verbal declaration does not make a complete kedushin in regarding to inherit her, to become tamitah if she dies. And the kamei abiyah, as does intercourse, which is a kinyan gamer minatayva, esamayim b'yivim tishleim idaita. And if a person makes this declaration concerning his sister-in-law without her knowledge, he didn't do anything. Because a woman cannot become mekadeshes only with her will and desire. That regarding a minor sister-in-law widowed after the engagement, so such a declaration cannot be made unless with her father's consent. Halacha beis. Just as the Yavam has to be Mekadesh the Yavama, Kachu Mevarach Brichas Nesun, the same way you make the brachas, the marriage benedictions in the presence of Asar, in the presence of 10 people. The case of Ksuba, and you write a Ksuba, Kedin Kol Nesi Isha, like everyone who marries a woman, Habal Yavimta Vileyasa Bamaimer. Although the Chacham said that there should be maimer, a verbal declaration, what happens if a man had intercourse with his yavama and there was no verbal declaration? Kena kinyan gama, he has acquired her a complete acquisition. He doesn't have to again be make kedushin after they had relationship. However, we give him rebellious flogging because he went against the takon of the Chachamim. The case of Aksuba, and he writes Aksuba because the reason writing Aksuba because it's like we learned in Hilchos Ishus, it's also for a man to be with a woman without Aksuba, nor that shouldn't be light in his eyes to dismiss it. Halacha Gimel, Habal Yavimte, if a man has intercourse with his sister-in-law, the Yavama, Bein B'Shegig, Bein B'Mezid, whether by ear or deliberately, Bein B'Enes, whether he was forced, Bein B'Ratzin, or whether it was willingly, a case of forces, for example, that he, the Gemara says in Yavamas, he intended to have intercourse with his wife, and his Yavam pulled him and had intercourse together with him. Bencha Hayamezit, who made it? Hishagagas, whether it was a case that he did it purposely and by her it was a mistake. Eyanusa, or one of the other was forced by interest. He made it. Hishagagas, or whether she did it intently and he was by him it was a mistake by forced by interest. Yeshena by interest. Eyanusa. Whether she was awake at that time or whether she was asleep, bench, and now in Chatzi Eagle, the Rambam says in the parentheses, whether it was Kedaika, bench, like Kedaika, whether it was natural intercourse or not, Echad Hamayav, Echad Hagemer Kena, whether he just merely initiated intercourse or he completely consummated it, entered the whole way, in all these cases he has acquired the woman. The basis for all these halachas are the Gemara Yevama stuff in Gimel Amid Beis, which says Yevama Yavala, that the Yevama should have relations with him. Mikol Makom, so for the Gemara learns out and Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph that whichever way he had relations with her. Another thing it says over the Yevama Yavala Kedaka is the natural way. V'lacha, then it says Lacha, and he'll take her even Shalei Kedaka, even the non-natural way of intercourse. Then it says another in Gemara Sanhedrin Mishkevei Isha. Sleeping with a woman. It says it doesn't say Mishkav singular, it says Mishkavei plural. That there's a. So the Gemara learns out from based on that Pasuk in Vayikra that there's two types of sleeping with a woman. So there's Kedaka, Shalei Kedaka. And also we learn out regarding if he just initiated the intercourse or he completed it, that it says we learn out Exer Shava from Bia Bia by a Mamzer. Halacha dalet, the medva mamun, when does this halacha apply? Shneskaven levol, that he had intention to have intercourse with her. Avlim nafal minagag v'niskabar, esha ba'ala shikish einu makaklum. What happens if he fell from a roof and accidentally had intercourse with her? Or he had intercourse with her when he was a complete drunkard that he could not, he was intoxicated, he did not realize anything. A yashin. Or if he was asleep, leikana, then he did not acquire it. Niskaven ledava acha v'tiach b'yavimte. If his intent was something else and he ejaculated into with his yavama, leikana, he did not acquire it. Latiach b'behema v'tiach b'yavimte. However, if he had intention to couple with an animal and then he ejaculated with his yavama, kana, he has acquired her. Because in the latter cases, regardless if it was with an animal, with another person he wanted to be with, he had intention for intercourse. However, if he did not have intention for intercourse, then he would not acquire her. Regarding the first case in this halacha, that if he, for example, if he fell off a roof and he had intercourse with her, the Mefarshim explained that when he fell off the roof, he had intention for his wife. Because a person ain kishu bleidas, it can't be that he could ejaculate without any intention at all. And then regarding the case of a shikah, that it's nothing, the mefreshim being done, although by a sheita it would be kena, by imbecile, that's only when he has kavana for intercourse. However, a shikah who doesn't recognize anything doesn't have any intention at all, and it's like the next case of what the Rambam said, niskam ledavach, that he had intention for something else. Shemforshim explained that there's some gisses that say, based on the Gemara Niskav Matiach B'Kes, that he intended to spray the wall. So then it wasn't any intention at all for intercourse. Halacha Hei, Yevama Shenis Yabma. If you have a case of the Yevama had marriage with the Yavam, Va'amah B'Tech Sheshim Yem. And she says within 30 days, Lei Navalti, that we did not have intercourse. Rafal Pisha, Hu Eimer, Bialti Vigasha. Although he claims that I did have intercourse with her and I divorced her. And, Kefinese Sheyachlitz, we force him to give a chlitza, Hail Vikidim Vigasha Beget. Because, being he has already divorced her with a get. The meaning of this halacha is as follows. The woman is not denying that she has a get. She has a get in her hand. It's just she's saying that he divorced me before he had intercourse with me. He's saying that I had intercourse with her already. So therefore we say he should give a chlitza because he can't be miyabim her because he already, once he divorced her, she became aser to him. So therefore, it's only a question if he had intercourse or not. And being up to 30 days, we have a klal which we had in Hilchos Ishos, that until 30 days, a man can hold himself back from having relations with his wife. So therefore, we trust her more than him. V'madayim legirish, and if he did not divorce her yet, in the case that she's mutter to him, and it's a question just if they had intercourse or not, kefnei se shivola yachlet tzviyei tzviget. So then we force him either to have relations with her, which is permitted, or that he should, if he doesn't want to be miyam, he should give her chlitza, and then also yeti beget, he should dismiss her with a get, that because we are apprehensive on that which he said, that he already had relations with her, and being he already had relations, if he did have relations with her, she's not permitted to anybody else without a get. The Magen Mishnah seems to hold on that the Rambam would hold that even if he did not say I had intercourse with her, he can't dismiss her without a get. Why? Because any general time when a man takes in a wife, usually right away they had intercourse. Next case, Ger Shelach HaSheshem Yeim, if he divorced her after 30 days, and after 30 days you don't say that a man would hold himself back from having relations, V'hiyemes, and she says, Lei Nevalti, that we did not have relations. And he tainas Bialti, that I did have relations. And over here, he's more believed in her. V'vakshim Yimena Sheyachlitza. So then, we request from him that he should give a chlitza. We can't force him, because according to his word, a get is alone enough to make her permitted to other people because they had relations already. And he doesn't want to give her chlitza because he becomes embarrassed that she spits in front of him in Beis Din. And also, if he would give her chlitza, he'd never be able to take her back as a wife. However, the Nemukhi Yosef holds that if he would divorce her as a wife, then he could take her back after if they made up, appeased. But from chlitza, you can't take her back. Also, in this case, it comes out that she's forbidden to marry a stranger without chlitza, because according to her words, that they had no relationship, so therefore a get wouldn't be enough to dismiss her. The Zika even did not fall off. So therefore she became asa on everybody, a chaticha sisa. Therefore, we just request from him that he should give a chlitza. V'mhaya meida shalei bal, if he admitted that he did not have relations with her even after 30 days, kefenes alachlitz, we force him to give chlitza, he emes nevalti. If she says that we had relations, who am alei bialti, and he says that whether within 30 days or after, she says we had relations, he says I did not have relations with her, and according to his words, she's not permitted until they have chlitza. Eina tzricha chlitza. So then we say she does not have to command the chlitza from the husband, the yavam. Why? She'enze nam la'esa kol adam acha shekonsa. Because he is not believed to make a forbidden on other men after he already brought her into the house. Because like we mentioned just previously, that usually by konsa we have a chazaka that there was bia, so she tainas there was bia, so then all she needs is a get. Halacha vav. Misha meis v'niach achim rabim, if a man died and he left many brothers, mitzvah al gadol liyabim, so although any of the brothers could be miyabim, it's a mitzvah on the oldest brother to be miyabim or to do chlitza shenema. V'haya b'chor ha-shatelet, it says in Devarim 25:6, and it shall be the first son, that firstborn that she will give birth will go on the father's name. So the Gemara, we learn out from that it's referring to the oldest of the brothers, that the oldest brother should go in the place of the brother who died, and that which it says which will give birth, which is seeming to refer to the child, mashmari Ashayolda aim, that it's referring to that the mother will give birth to the children of the brother's mother. And not to those of the sister-in-law. So So although the literal translation would refer to the child which will be born, we learn it, we learn out that it goes that the brother, the Bechor which was born from the mother, that means the Bechor of all the children should be Miyabim. And the Rashi learns out in the Gemara, it doesn't only refer to Gabi Yibim, it refers to all the halachas, to be Miyabim, to inherit, and that the brother shouldn't inherit together with him, the oldest brother's Yerusha. Halacha Zayin. If the oldest brother did not want to perform Yibim and even not to Chlitza, then we go to all the other brothers. If none of them want to perform Yibim or Chlitza, so once regarding the oldest brother comes first, but then it doesn't go on the next brother. If we give a choice to any of them. If none of them want to do it, then we go back to the oldest brother and we tell him, Alecha mitzvah, upon you the mitzvah, or to give chlitza, or to be miyabim. Vein kepen es hayavim liyavim, ovo kepen es halachutz. We can't force him to be miyabim. However, we could force him to perform chlitza. Only the oldest brother is the one that can be forced. Amar Gadol, if the oldest brother says, Himtinu li ad sheyagdil hakatan, that wait until the little brother comes of age, ad sheyavi hahelech, or until the absent brother returns, ad sheyavi hacheresh v'nimlech bei, or until the deaf mute brother recovers, and then we will consult him, v'im la yetze, and if he won't want, ani yayabim, then I'll perform yibim or chlitza, en shemim lei, so we don't listen to him. We tell him on the spot, Alecha mitzvah, yibim echaleitz. Either now, decide either you're performing yibim or chlitza, not to wait for a few years. Chenim haya gadlum din acheres, same Alecha would apply if the oldest brother was in a different country. Ein achav hakatan yachaleima. So the younger brother cannot say, Al achi agadlum hua mitzvah, that the mitzvah is on the oldest brother, Mtinu le achiyava, wait until he comes. We tell the one who's here, either you perform Yibim or you perform Chlitza. Because you don't give up mitzvahs. Halacha Yud. Yivam Arui Li Yibim. If you have a case of the widow who's liable to marry the Yavim, Shalei Ratzisal Lis Yavim. And over here, it's she who doesn't want it. Dina Kedin Meredes Al Baila. Her status of halach is the same as a wife who rebels against her husband. That, for example, that we learned in Hilchos Isha, so she says, he's disgusting to me and I don't want to be with him. So she has a halach of a meredes. Kepnes yivam lachlitza, we force the yavim to give a chlitza, the seitzah by ksuva, and she goes out without a ksuba, just like by her husband, we force him to divorce his wife when she's a meredes. And over there was a machlekes that the other Peskim hold that argue with the Rambam and holds you can't force him to divorce when she's meredes, only in the case that the Chacham specified explicitly. V'meniach echav noshim rabbis kol mi shetav ayom yom liyibim v'lerotza hiya meredes. If the eldest brother died and he had many wives, and whichever one the Yavim wanted to be Miyavim and she does not want, she's considered a rebellious one, and he gives a chlitza and goes out without a ksuva. And we don't say that, well, maybe he should have gone and asked one of the other co-wives. And the other co-wives that the brother did not demand for Yibim, they tell us ksuvasim kishar manas. Then they take the ksuba like all other widows. Halacha Yudal, if you had many brothers who were able to perform Yibim, and the oldest one requested her for Yibim, and she does not want him and wants one of the brothers, and shamelessly we don't listen to her, because it's a mitzvah on the eldest one to perform Yibim, and being she's a going against it, so then she has a halacha as a meredes. Other ones, from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's not clear if she's considered a meredes or not. Halacha Yud Beis. Amar Gadol, if the elder says, Eini Reitzel Leiliyam Leilachlitz, I don't want to perform either Yibam or Chlitza, Reachil Fanechem, my brothers are before you. The Sava Esa Echem and Achim Yibam, and one of the other brothers wanted to be Miyabim her, Vihi Eini Reitzel Bo, and she doesn't want one of the other brothers, Vatsa Ba'ach Acher, Vihu Reitzel Bo. And she wants one of the other brothers, and he also wants her. So then she is not considered a meredes. Me'achash and stalk agodus and mitzvah reikulim shavim. Once the eldest brother, upon who the mitzvah lies, removed himself from the case, so then all the other brothers all have the same status, are all the same. Now, the Ravid argues on this and says that you don't want, if the eldest brother doesn't want, you go to the next brother. We mentioned previously in the Halacha Zion that the Rambam Shita is that once the oldest brother doesn't want, all other brothers are equal. You don't go to the next eldest. The Machlekes is based on a Gis in the Gemara Daf Chaf Daled that regarding the words of Abaye, that it says over there, Mitzvah, the Gemara says as follows. If they doesn't want Hochem al Kol Achim, you go to the other brothers. And the Ravid says, his guess was Mitzvah Begodli Yabim Le Ratzah Hochem Achim God. You go after the next oldest. So that's the argument if the next brother has the rights after if the second oldest comes after the oldest or not, or if they're all equal after him. However, he got to Bachem and Vahu Reitzabah, Arezel Amorda, being that the Rambam holds there's no preference between one and the other after the oldest one. So if she wants one of them and he wants her, so although another brother wants and she doesn't want him, she's not considered a rebellious. Layeda, not only that, Ala Imhay Achem Hem Bimdina Cheres. If one of the brothers was in a different country, Va'amr Hareyani Mem Tenesei say, that I'll wait for him Ad Sheyavav Yabmesi until he'll come back and be Miyabami. However, the brother who's here, I don't want. Ein zemer, she's not a considered rebellious. And we tell the brother who's not the eldest one who requested, if you want to give a chlitza and pay her the ksuba, perform chlitza. If not, she's willing to wait until your brother comes and then they'll perform Yibam. Being you have no law of prior rights over your brother. The Mefarshim ask, it seems it's a steer to what the Rambam said in Halacha Test that regarding if the brothers in a different country, that the younger brothers cannot say, wait till the older brother returns, because you don't wait on mitzvahs. So the answer is the difference between this case and over there. Over there it's dealing when the younger brother doesn't want to perform neither Yibim nor Chalitza. And the mitzvah gets pushed off, so we say you can't say wait. However, over here he's willing to perform Chalitza. And the mitzvah won't become void through it. So, and that's what we say. If you want to perform Chalitza, good. If not, she'll wait for the next brother. Other one explained that the whole reason you don't make her wait is because that she shouldn't be like a aguna. However, if she on her own wants to wait, so then there's no problem. Halacha Yud Gimel. Bozesh atolsaba v'lei ratzaba. If the brother for whom she was waiting to see when he'll come back from the overseas comes back and he doesn't want. So he doesn't want. Chesin etzol zesh atolsaba v'liyam v'hi en ratzaba. Then we go to the brother who wants to be Miyabim her, and she didn't want to, and we tell her, Ein kan mishrat Liyabim elazah. There's no brother who wants to be Miyabim you, only this one, the mitzvah Yibim Kedemus, and the mitzvah Yibim comes before the mitzvah Chlitza. Eitis Yabim her, or perform Yibim, become his wife, or tseitzib like Suva, because it didn't call him Redis, or go out without a Ksuba, like the laws of all women who are rebellious. Halacha Yud Dalet. Kol Yivam Meshamanu. All cases of a sister concerning whom we said the halach is that she has to perform chlitza and cannot become a yavama. Harezin tell ksuba, in all those cases she takes a ksuba. Only when she's a meredith she doesn't take a ksuba. Im yesha ksuba, if it's a woman who has a ksuba, kishay kol amanus like all other widows, chenim hay yavama mukeshchin eshiyesh bei shah mumi anoshin. The same halacha would apply if the yavam is afflicted with boil or other male blemishes, which we had enumerated earlier in the Perek Chafei of Hilchas Ishus. Chelitz la, he has to perform chlitz with her, and he tells ksuva, and she takes a ksuva, and it's not considered that she's a meredith but not wanting to marry him. If, let's say, she developed blemishes while she was awaiting, a shemes yavam is a woman who's awaiting for the brother to perform yibam, then we say his field is flooded. If he doesn't want to perform yibam with her, he has to give a chlitza and pay the ksuba. That, like any woman who mumim came about after she became engaged, that you have to pay the ksuba. What happens if you have a case of the sister-in-law made a vow during her late husband's life that she will not derive any benefit from the one who's coming to perform yibam now? Or else if a case that she made a neder that she would not derive benefit from any Jews. We force him to the brother to perform chlitza, and she's entitled to a ksuba. The nadalacha misas baila, if she made the vow after her husband's death, then we only request, like we learned in a previous case, that we can't force him to perform chlitza. We only request, if he doesn't want, she has a law of a rebellious wife. Chenim niskavna benidra, afil b'chai baila kadesha le'yab misa. The same halacha applies even in the first case. If she made the vow while her first husband was living, with the intention was to prevent her from falling to yibam if her husband would die without children, and kev neis halachlitz, we don't force him to perform chlitza, elim kein mordeh v'seitza b'lei ksuba. In the last halacha, he said you can't force to perform chlitza unless she actually rebels, and then she goes out without a ksuba. To explain the different pratum of this halacha, go as follows. The yavama made a neder in her husband's life that she would not have enough from other people, that she did not want to have enough from the brother, who would later on perform yibam. So Rashi over there explains in the Gemara that she did not say that she will not ever, that she did not forbid the hana of tashmish of intercourse. Rather, she said she would not have any hana at all. So it's not, if she just wanted, said the hana of tashmish, so then you see that she was trying to part herself from yibam, which later on the Rambam says at the end of the halacha she'd have a din like a meredith. On the next case, that when she says she would not have, or she made hana that she would not have hana from any Jews, that over there, even if she openly said that she would not have intercourse with any Jews, it's still it doesn't give her a halacha of a meredith, because it could be it's a woman who intercourse is hard for. And in order that her husband should believe her, that the husband could suspect that she doesn't really, intercourse is not hard for her. It's just she doesn't want to have intercourse with him because she has her eyes set on somebody else. So she made a neder that she would not have intercourse with any other men. So then she didn't have a lach of a meredith, so then we force the yavam to give her chlitz, and she takes the ksuba. Then on that which Ram said, that if she made the neder after her husband's death, so then you see her neder was specifically for the reason to be exempt from yibam. So then we only request from him to give chlitz, and if he on his own is willing to give chlitz, then he gives her the ksuba also. However, if he does not want to perform the chlitz on his own, so then she has a law like a meredith, which is that then we force him to give chlitz and she doesn't take the ksuba. The only difference between if he'll want to perform chlitz or not is, if, in both cases he'll have to perform chlitz. The question is if he'll have to pay the ksuba or not. If he does it on his own, then he pays the ksuba. If he doesn't want, then we force him, then she doesn't get the ksuba. Then the Rambam said that if she, her intention was even her husband's lifetime, in order that she shouldn't fall before Yibam, so we don't force him to perform chlitza and give the ksuba. Rather, only if she would rebel. You see, here the Rambam uses a funny lashon, elam kein mod, only if she'll rebel. Until now he was saying always, if she does so and so, she has a halacha of a rebellious wife. Now he says, only if she'll rebel, then she'll go out without a ksuba. Same point, will force him to perform chlitza. Halacha 16. Yevama shetava yavam lechlitza v'hir meres eni chaletzis v'lei netelis ksuba le'esha bebeis b'ayla k'shar kol almanis ain't shame in law. If you have a case as follows, the yavama, the sister-in-law, when the yavam comes and says that he wants to be miyavim her, or for she, he says he wants to give her chlitza, and she says she doesn't want to accept chlitza, and she's not asking for the ksuba, she wants to sit in her old husband's house, like all other widows, you don't listen to because the yavam from Shemayim, like we learned before, you don't even need Kedushin, the Torah gave her over to him. And the Yavim has a choice. If he wants, he can give her chlitza. If he wants, and pay her ksuba. If he wants, he could be Miyavim her. And not only that, even if she says, she says, I'll maintain myself, I'll hold myself out at my own expense, and I'll remain a guna my whole life. Ain't similar, we don't listen to Sharia Yavim Emela, the Yavim can tell her, calls man Sha'at Sukukuli, ain't nasonly Isha Cheris. As long as you are tied, we learned that until he performs Yibum, or until he gives a chlitza, it's called Zikas. As long as you're tied to me, you're like, no other woman will be given to me all my life. Even if he was married already, so he can't say that I won't be able to get a wife. It is possible for him to take a second wife. A quarrel may arise in his house on account of the sister-in-law. So therefore, if he says he wants to give a chlitza and finish her out, and like that there shouldn't be any more relationship between them, she can't say, I'll remain in a guna and I'm not going to take a chlitza. If you have a case of a sister-in-law who on her original husband to the yavam, who she did not have any rights to ksuba for her late husband because she was forbidden on him, like she was a shniyalei, a mimei, vareim tes yavam, but she is permitted to the yavam. For example, they were brothers from the father, not from the mother. Rashi in the Gemara explains the different examples. Kameshi's Boraz will be explained later on in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel. Imratza Yavim Miyavim Miyavim Veina La Alav Ksuv. The Yavim wants to be Miyavim her, he can marry her. However, she's not entitled to Ksuv from the second husband. Kederach Shalei Hayala Al Baila. Just like she was not entitled to Ksuv with her first husband. Vedinim Yavama Batesis Kamesh Aysim Baila. And the law regarding the supplementary amount that's given in addition to the basic amount of the ksuba, the halacha regarding to the yavam is the same as it was in regarding to her late husband, that she gets the tesis, because although we explained in Hilchos Ishus that the ikah she does not get, the statutory amount she doesn't get, that's minatera, but what he added on his own, then you get. Alam leikasav labayla ksuba. However, if her husband did not write her a ksuba, although she was permitted to him, Eisha machal la ksuba, or she sold him the ksuba, or she waived her rights to tzarcha yavam lichta la ksuba kishtara amonis, then the yavam has to write her ksuba the same as any other widow. And then you don't say it's the same as to the husband, because to the husband maybe she was meichel, or she sold, but to him she wasn't meichel. Halacha Yirches, Hayavama Kedim Shiyavala Yavama, a Kedim Shiyachul Tzaharehi Asur Lizar, Minasazar. A sister-in-law is forbidden to marry any stranger before the Yavam will either have intercourse with her, be Miyavam her, or will have perform Chalitza with her. Shenema, because it says in that same parish in Devarim Chafei, hey, they see a Eishas Amesa Chutzal Ish Zor, that the wife of the dead man shall not be married to the outside unto one not of his kin. However, what happens if she goes and marries another man and she had intercourse with the second man? So they, both her and the man, are liable to Malkus flogging, and he has to dismiss her with a get. Even if they had many children together. Because you might think that if there was children, we should say that her yavim should give a chlitza and she should remain with the husband, in order that there shouldn't be meitzilas on the children that they're psulim. So that we say no. We say he has to, she'll be forbidden to the second man forever, and he has to give a get. Nesra love al yavama, she's forbidden to him and to the yavim, the yavama chelitzla, and the yavama gives her, the yavim gives her chlitza, v'achkachtim and teslachem, and only after that will she be permitted to strangers. And the first one being down that even if she did not have intercourse with the second husband yet, being she married him, so then she's in the cheskes, nesu is in the cheskes ba'ula, and she'll be asa. Halacha yutas. Neskachel acher, if she just became engaged to another man, lay nesa al yavama, she does not become forbidden to the yavam, al nesan la Hazar Shekit Sheget, rather the stranger who was Mekadosh, the second man, gives her a get, and because Kedusha Natapis by Yavama Lishuk, Misafik, as was explained in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Dalet Halach Yedalet, and she needs a get. Yavama Miyab Mecheretz, and then the Yavama either performs Yibam or Chlitza, If the Yavim was a Kayin who's not allowed to marry a Grusha, and she had to get a Grusha, get Nisafik from the second husband, so then Tetzim in Azar beget, she goes out from the second man who she married with, a get Kadesh Liya, Chayta Niska, Vyachat Sa Yavama. We don't say being she can't marry the first husband because now she's a Goresh, so she could remain with the second husband, no. We say she goes out from the stranger with a get, in order that because she did a sin, she shouldn't end up gaining. And then the Yavim gives her chlitza. Halacha chav. Chaza azar shegishim in the eresim v'nacha nasa acha shechotza yavama. If the stranger who had become engaged to her and gave her a get, he went and married her after the Yavim gave her chlitza, ein metzinesim yada, we don't force them to separate. Although it was a knas that we said he cannot marry in order that a sinner should not gain, but we don't, if they got married, we don't force them to separate. Avlam Gishman and Asun, however, if he had married her, and then we forced him to give a get, and then the Yavim gave Chlitza, Chazan Nasa Acha Shechotz, and then he went and remarried her after the Yavim gave Chlitza, Metzinesim Yadi, then we force him to divorce her, because it's similar to a case of a married woman who got married, and then her husband came back, whatever, she thought he was dead, and they came back, that we said previously that she's asked to both to the first husband and to the second husband, which we explained in Hilchis Gershon Perek Yud Halacha Zayin. If you have a case, not that she went and got married, but rather she was mezana, v'he's a kuka, and she she did not have yibum or chalitza yet, she was in the waiting period, like nesal yavama, she does not become forbidden to the yavam, reitz chelitz reitz miyam, he can still either perform chalitza or yibum. The first one explained, because she's not like a eshes ish that is more chama, only she has a laugh, so therefore we say that if he married her, it would be okay. Now, they ask, why is this different to the case of when she got married to somebody else that we said she's us on the Yavama? And over here we say that she did not become us on the Yavama if she was Mizana. So we say that there's a difference, because by the case when she got married in Halacha Yudches, we're afraid that maybe people will say that the Yavam gave her chlitza. She went and got married, and then he went and took her back. So then he's marrying his chlutza, and he's not allowed. However, by his nus, first of all, people don't talk, it doesn't have such a big call. And also they'll know that the priestess was from the woman's side, not that the Yavam had given her chalitza already. If the Yavam was a Kain, then she's asatim because Zayn is asatah Kain. Last halach in this parak, call Yavam she suffik medevrayim, any case of a Yavam whose status is according to the scribe law in doubt, if she has on her, if she's subject to Yibam or not, again, example, Yevama Shayolda Vlach, they call her Chadosha, a case of a Yevama who had a child who was not the whole 9 months. We're not sure if he was born to 9 months or not, but his simonim were complete. Some notaries of Vlad Gomer, but, and Midarabon, it's a Suffolk, and he died within 30 days. Shadina Shatachat Misaf Medivrayim Kamesh Biyana, that Allah is that there should be Chalitza Medivri Seifim, as we explained in yesterday's Shir, Perak Aleph Halacha Hey. And Halchum Niskacha La'acha Kedim Chalitza, if she went and became engaged to another person before Chalitza, Chalitza La'yavam, then the Yavam gives a Chalitza, Seishim Baila, however, she could remain with her second husband, she does not need a second Kedushim. And Niskacha La'kein Shuasa Bachalitza, and if she became a Kodeshah Tarkein, who's also in a Chutzah, because it's like a get, and she's also Tarkein, and Chelitzla, then we say that the Yavam should not give her Chelitzah, and surely the Mephoshim explained that if she got married to somebody else before Chelitzah, we don't take her away from her husband. So because you can't make the woman forbidden to a second husband because of a suffix from the Chacham, because Minatay was if the Simanim were complete, we say it's a complete Vad. Gesha Kain Emes, if the Kain who was married to a divorced died, Reza Chiletzis, then she has to perform Chlitza with the Yavim. Then she can, from the outset, go and marry anybody else.